I'm your Sun Sounds of Arizona reader, Rexy. Welcome to Poet's Corner. Today, since we are nearing Valentine's Day, I'll be reading from various poets on their ideas of love. So we'll start with How Do I Love Thee? By Elizabeth Barrett Browning. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seemed to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. And now my favorite Shakespeare sonnet, number 116, Let Me Not to the Marriage of True Minds. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love, which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with remover to remove. Oh, no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved. Next we have a poem called Lotuses, written by Widder Brinner. Deliver me, O beloved, from this evil of possessing you too near my hungry side, or my hands or my lips. Undo my passionate purpose of knowing you. Become again as wide as the night is. Be wonderful with unknown stars far from the rim of touch, and hold so deep a quietness that down the dim lake of heaven we float away on lotuses of sleep. The Hounded Lovers by William Carlos Williams. Where shall we go? Where shall we go who are in love? Juliet went to Friar Lawrence's cell, but we have no rest. Rainwater lies on the hard ground, reflecting the morning sky, but where shall we go? We cannot resolve ourselves into a dew, nor sink into the earth. Shall we postpone it to eternity? The dry heads of the goldenrod turned to stiff ghosts and jerk at their stalks, signaling grave warning. Where shall we go? The movement of benediction does not turn back the cold wind. What Must by Archibald MacLeish. Lovers who must say farewell when the road has reached the trees. Lovers who have all to tell before the road runs out of sight in the green beyond the leaves. The green cove below the light. Lovers who must say farewell when the road has reached the trees, touching hand to hand to speak all their love has ever known, find no words to speak and say, love, oh love, and each alone walk together toward the trees where the road runs out of sight in the green beyond the leaves, the green cove below the light. The Wayfarers by Rupert Brooke. Is it the hour? We leave this resting place made fair by one another for a while. Now for Godspeed, one last mad embrace. The long road then, unlit by your faint smile. Ah, the long road, and you so far away. Oh, I'll remember, but each crawling day will pale a little your scarlet lips. Each mile dull the dear pain of your remembered face. Do you think there's a far border town somewhere, the desert's edge, last of the lands we know? Some gaunt eventual limit of our light, in which I'll find you waiting, and we'll go together, hand in hand again, out there, into the waste we know not, into the night. This poem is simply called Sonnet by Edna St. Vincent Millay. Love is not all. It is not meat, nor drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain, nor yet a floating spar to men that sink and rise, and sink and rise, and sink again. Love cannot fill the thickened lung with breath, nor clean the blood, nor set the fractured bone. Yet many a man is making friends with death, even as I speak, for lack of love alone. It well may be that in a different hour, pinned down by pain and moaning for release, or nagged by want past resolution's power, I might be driven to sell your love for peace, or trade the memory of this night for food. It may well be. I do not think I would. At a Window by Carl Sandburg. Give me hunger, O you gods that sit and give the world its orders. Give me hunger, pain, and want. Shut me out with shame and failure from your doors of gold and fame. Give me your shabbiest, weariest hunger. But leave me a little love, a voice to speak to me in the day end, a hand to touch me in the dark room, breaking the long loneliness. In the dusk of day shapes blurring the sunset, one little wandering western star thrust out from the changing shores of shadow. Let me go to the window, watch there the day shapes of dusk, and wait and know the coming of a little love. Legend by John Hall Wheelock. Where are you hid from me, beloved one, that I am seeking through the lonely world, a wanderer on my way home to you? Dark is the night, and perilous the road. At many a breast in longing have I leaned, at many a wayside worshipped, and my heart is tired from long traveling. Perhaps in centuries to come you wait for me, and are as yet an iris by the stream, lifting her single blossom, or the soft tremulous haze upon the hills, and we have missed each other. Oh, if it be so, then may this song reach to the verge of doom, ages unborn, to find you where you are, my lonely one. And like a murmuring sting, faint with one music, endlessly repeat to you, even knowing I was yours, her plaintive burden from the dolorous past of dusty legend, her archaic woe, telling of one upon a hopeless quest, how in the dark of time he lost his way. For Eros, too, by Audrey Wordman. Who thinks love is a prize to be put away with spice and silk until the love be wasted, hoping the tender halcyon hues will stay, the silk not raveled, and the spice untasted? Such is the folly of the overwise, who shield themselves against a golden spring, and will not see the sun before their eyes, and call the sweet blood stirring no such thing. Love should be spent while living. Love's a candle to burn a little while against the dark beyond our towering shadows. Do not handle and test and tease it long. Be still and mark how even the tardiest one must pay his debt when by the eager wick a spark is set. Sonnet number 33 by Mark Van Doren. My only need, you ask me, and I tell you, is that henceforth forever you exist. You are not mine. I may not ever bell you like an owned animal for night and mist. My only need, whatever darkness take me, whatever tears close now my separate eyes, is that you live, and let the knowledge make me immortal as the day that never dies, that swift and even turns into the sun, as turns the aftershadow down to death. Let neither then my night, my day be done. Let them both swing in silence, with no breath to call you from the distances you keep. Would they were little. Would that my love could sleep. Modern Declaration by Edna St. Vincent Millay. I, having loved ever since I was a child a few things, never having wavered in these affections, never through shyness in the houses of the rich or in the presence of clergymen having denied these loves, never when worked upon by cynics like chiropractors having grunted or clicked a vertebra to the discredit of those loves, never when anxious to land a job having diminished them by a conniving smile, or when befuddled by drink jeered at them through heartache or lazily fondled the fingers of their alert enemies, I declare that I shall love you always, no matter what party is in power, no matter what temporarily expedient combination of allied interests wins the war, shall love you always. Sonnet 14 by Mark Van Doren. I was confused. I cannot promise more this morning than to keep those miles between us. I can do that, although the heart grows sore and the night weep for ever having seen us. I can do that. But I will not engage to come and slay this love before your eyes. Let it die here, without the extra wage of torture that would shame us everywise. Let me come afterward however long and say to you, I love you nonetheless. Nor will I speak of any righted wrong. Let it be dead, and let us both confess with laughter how we fasted 40 days in the kind wilderness of time's delays. A Separation by Stephen Spender. Yes, the will decided, but how can the heart decide, lying deep under the surface of the level reasons the eye sees? How can the heart decide to banish this loved face forever? The starry eyes readed with darkness to forego, the light within the body's blindness, to prove that these were lost in any case and accept the stumbling stumps of consolation. Under sleep, under day, under the earth, in the tunnel of marrow, unchanging love swears all's unchanged and knows that what it has not still stays all it has. On Love by Khalil Gibran. Then said Almitra, speak to us of love. And he raised his head and looked upon the people, and there fell a stillness upon them. And with a great voice he said, when love beckons to you, follow him. Though his ways are hard and steep, and when his wings enfold you, yield to him. Though the sword hidden among his pinions may wound you. And when he speaks to you, believe in him, though his voice may shatter your dreams as the north wind lays waste the garden. For even as love crowns you, so shall he crucify you. Even as he is for your growth, so is he for your pruning. Even as he ascends to your height and caresses your tenderest branches that quiver in the sun, so shall he descend to your roots and shake them in their clinging to the earth. Like sheaves of corn, he gathers you unto himself. He threshes you to make you naked. He sifts you to free you from your husks. He grinds you to whiteness. He kneads you until you are pliant, and then he assigns you to his sacred fire, that you may become sacred bread for God's sacred feast. All these things shall love do unto you, that you may know the secrets of your heart, and in that knowledge become a fragment of life's heart. But if in your fear you would seek only love's peace and love's pleasure, then it is better for you that you cover your nakedness and pass out of love's threshing floor into the seasonless world, where you shall laugh, but not all of your laughter, and weep, but not all of your tears. Love gives naught but itself, and takes naught but from itself. Love possesses not, nor would it be possessed. For love is sufficient unto love. When you love, you should not say, God is in my heart, but rather, I am in the heart of God. And think not you can direct the course of love, for love, if it finds you worthy, directs your course. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. But if you love and must needs have desires, let these be your desires: to melt and be like a running brook that sings its melody to the night, to know the pain of too much tenderness, to be wounded by your own understanding of love, and to bleed willingly and joyfully, to wake at dawn with a winged heart and give thanks for another day of loving, to rest at the noon hour and meditate love's ecstasy, to return home at eventide with gratitude, and then to sleep with a prayer for the beloved in your heart and a song of praise upon your lips. The Passionate Shepherd to His Love by Christopher Marlowe. Come live with me and be my love, and we will all the pleasures prove that valleys, groves, hills and fields, woods or steepy mountain yields. And we will sit upon the rocks, seeing the shepherds feed their flocks by shallow rivers, to whose falls melodious birds sing madrigals. And I will make thee beds of roses and a thousand fragrant posies, a cap of flowers and a kirtle embroidered all with leaves of myrtle, a gown made of the finest wool which from our pretty lambs we pull, fair-lined slippers for the cold with buckles of the purest gold, a belt of straw and ivy buds with coral clasps and amber studs. And if these pleasures may thee move, come live with me and be my love. The shepherd swains shall dance and sing for thy delight each May morning. If these delights thy mind may move, then live with me and be my love. Sonnet 40 by William Shakespeare. Take all my loves, my love. Yea, take them all. What hast thou then more than thou hadst before? Know, love, my love, that thou mayest true love call. All mine was thine before thou hadst this more. Then if for my love thou my love receivest, I cannot blame thee for my love thou usest. But yet be blamed if thou thyself deceivest by willful taste of what thyself refuseth. I do forgive thy robbery, gentle thief, although thou steal thee all my poverty. And yet love knows it is a greater grief to bear love's wrong than hate's known injury. Lascivious grace, in whom all ill well shows, kill me with spites, yet we must not be foes. I Loved You First by Christina Rossetti. I loved you first, but afterwards, your love, outsoaring mine, sang such a loftier song as drowned the friendly cooings of my dove. Which owes the other most? My love was long, and yours, one moment, seemed to wax more strong. I loved and guessed at you. You construed me and loved me for what might or might not be. Nay, weights and measures do us both a wrong. For verily love knows not mine or thine, with separate I and thou, free love has done. For one is both, and both are one in love. Rich love knows not of thine that is not mine. Both have the strength and both the length thereof. Both of us, of the love which makes us one. Old Farmer Alone by Robert P. Tristram Coffin. His hearing left him 20 years ago, before his wife went out below the snow and left him all her quilts and comforters. He has inherited that room of hers, the kitchen, where she lived and cooked her way into the thoughts he had by night and day. His being deaf had made him miss her less when she went. He changed one loneliness for another, old silence for a new. He took over things she tended to in her kitchen with her pots and pans. His cooking is the kind that is a man's, and he eats off the stove what he has cooked. Some nights, his first year all alone, he looked up from eating just as though she might be coming home from somewhere in the night. And he would be ashamed of his not waiting. The room seemed very large to him, the grating, the firelight out upon the wall. He missed her shadow there the most of all. But now he never looks up at the place. He sits and eats and never turns his face. Any night towards the outside door, and yet somehow he misses her the more. His mind confuses things, and he will sit quiet and be very sure of it, sure that when he goes his way to bed, shielding the lamp globe level with his head and turns the quilts back, he will find her keeping a warm place there for him and love and sleeping. Thank you for listening to Poet's Corner. This is your Sunsounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy, wishing you good night.